Melissa, in at the cafe with, now I could call her an old friend, Dr. Sandy Fried. And she and her husband, Mickey, are the founders and directors of Zion Ministries in Hurst, Texas. She's an ordained prophetess with Christian International and travels extensively ministering deliverance and life transformation to God's people. She holds a master's degree in biblical theology, a doctorate in divinity, and is the author of 10 books, and we've talked about many of them here. Today, we have a brand new book to discuss. It's called The Jezebel Yoke, Breaking Free from Bondage and Deception. And I believe this is a timely word. Good morning, Sandy. Thank you for joining us.
Well, good morning to you, and I'm always excited to be on your program.
This is, I believe, a message that you have not only studied but lived through.
Yes.
Jezebel attacks the prophets of God. How did you encounter this spirit?
Well, I think it really began not only just being prophetic, but in the beginning when we were pastoring a church and being strongly prophetically gifted myself, and so many people in our ministry were gifted the same way, it just seemed like every Jezebel was in a 90-mile radius, you know, targeted our services and in our church and our ministry. So I had a lot of demonic opposition to work through, just bringing forth the word of the Lord. Because Jezebel brings confusion, tries to split churches, mm-hmm. tries to take the limelight, wants to be religious rather than have relationship with God. So you've got to work through all of that type of opposition when you're dealing with Jezebel, especially if you're pastoring a church or you're the head of a ministry, or like yourself mm-hmm. with your radio program. I'm sure that you encounter this type of spirit yourself.
Yeah, it does, and it manifests in a number of different ways. This is terminology that might be new to some of our listeners, uh-huh. and I don't want to take for granted that everyone listening knows. And you take time, Sandy, in the beginning of your book to explain who Jezebel is in this form that we're talking about. It's not just the girl that's all dolled up, who's
right.
probably not covering enough of herself in church on Sunday morning. Explain what Jezebel is.
Well, just backing up a little bit to just where it first manifested in the scripture was in the Old Testament. She was the wife of King Ahab, became queen of Israel, and illegally seized authority, and actually had Naboth, who had an inheritance, a vineyard, had him murdered, mm-hmm. and took over his inheritance. In the New Testament, Jesus actually rebukes the name Jezebel, referring to the same woman, Jezebel. He rebukes the church for tolerating her, and I believe that this is a word for us today, that we cannot tolerate the same type of spirit. It's not that this particular Jezebel was resurrected from the dead and she's not a ghost, you know, mm-hmm. roaming the earth. It's a spirit yeah. behind that influence that Jezebel had that attempts to illegally seize illegitimately seize control of a ministry or a business, a family. It's very seductive, and it's just a very, very evil, controlling and manipulating spirit that is in operation today.
Sandy, that's a beautiful definition that I believe folks can grab hold of. And I'd
okay.
like in just a few moments to come back and talk more about Jezebel, how that spirit manifests today. And I don't even want to call it she, because as you said,
yeah.
This is the spirit that was behind the woman Jezebel in the Old Testament. That very spirit from hell is still afflicting people and ministries and businesses today.
Yes, and it has no gender at
yes.
all. It can work through male and female.
Well, that, my friend, is something we need to be alive to this morning.
Yes, okay.
The Jezebel Yoke is the name of the book from Sandy Fried. More in store here at the AM Cafe. Sandy Fried with me this morning. We're talking about her book, The Jezebel Yoke, Breaking Free from Bondage and Deception. And as you mentioned earlier, Sandy, Jezebel is not a gender. It's not a human being per se. It's a spirit from
yeah.
hell
yeah.
that tries to seize control over families, ministries, businesses, anywhere there is authority to seize. That's what she's after.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we have this understanding of the Jezebel spirit. Often we don't recognize it till it's too late.
Well, and that's true. I do have in my book a Jezebel yoke test that people can look at. I just went through this the other day, and I went, oh, my goodness, this spirit's trying to manifest in my own life. Mm. Even now, because of the strong seduction of just struggling with performance orientation and perfectionism is one of the manifestations of Jezebel. And as believers, there has been this false identity that we have carried with us for a long time, and it has actually yoked us with a Jezebel yoke, and that's strongly connected to performance.
Hmm.
And, you know, we see this all the time, and especially in the local church, when we feel like we have to prove our worth to God. And that's one of the, you know, very strong manifestations today in the local church, is not accepting our identity in Christ. This spirit lies to us and tries to convince us that we are not worthy, we're not good enough, we're not perfect enough. And so we're always trying to, you know, perform perfectly for God, and it's just got us all bound up rather than us knowing who we are and just stepping out in our God-given authority. And when we agree with this type of spirit, basically we are giving that spirit authority over our lives. So I go into great detail talking about that through this book.
Perfectionism, uh-huh. performance, these yeah. two things where they seem so noble that we want to do the best uh-huh. job we can. But really, what's behind that is a self-serving attitude. Now, whenever I notice this in myself, and it will crop up, I don't know, Sandy, we'll be free of having to fight or war against this until we get to the other side, to be quite honest.
I agree.
But we notice it, and what do we do to rid ourselves of that?
Well, it's all a matter of course, everything starts with repentance. And Jezebel, you know, the scripture says that Jesus gave her space to repent, and she didn't. So bringing someone that is strongly influenced by Jezebel to a place of repentance can be difficult. However, nothing is impossible. Mm-hmm. If we can get someone to see the self-drive, that and you know, that drive toward perfectionism and proving, you know, one's worth, the focus is to get them to see who they are in Christ, and they don't have to prove anything. Everything has already been accomplished at the cross. It's all a matter of knowing our assignment and co-laboring with Christ. That's the main key. Co-laboring with Christ through His strength, that we, you know, finish our assignments on earth. And that's what has got us so yoked with this deception of feeling like we have to do everything ourselves, and that we have to find our place.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard that so many times when we pastored, you know, I can't find my place. I just can't seem to fit. And that's one of the signs of a Jezebel at work, because we don't have to find our spot.
That's,
you know,
right.
We have a spot in Christ. We have a place. We have a place and identity in Christ Jesus. And when this spirit is in operation, there will be within us a chronic sense of dissatisfaction, that there's like an empty void in us that will never be filled.
Hmm.
It is that strong of a spirit.
Wow.
So we keep going from assignment to assignment, chronically dissatisfied because we're not leaning enough on the Lord to fulfill that assignment.
Hmm.
We're thinking that we have to do all of this ourselves. So it's like a life that we live spinning totally out of control with chaos and utter confusion.
Hmm. This is definitive this morning. I'm being marked. I hear it, Sandy. We need to go after this spirit, not only mm-hmm. just in the church identifying it in others, but in ourselves,
in
to
ourselves.
Repent of this self-seeking mm-hmm. Jezebel spirit. More about this in the coming hour. And Sandy, I'd love to hear some of your anecdotal encounters with Jezebel. That might open some eyes this morning.
Okay.
We're talking about Sandy's book, The Jezebel Yoke. You can find out more at Sandy Freed's website, zionministries.us. Joining me this hour, Sandy Freed, who has written a book called The Jezebel Yoke, Breaking Free from Bondage and Deception. If you missed any part of this interview, I will have it posted this morning at he'salive.net. You can listen in the archives. Sandy, you know, I'm humbled to know that every one of us has to deal with this in ourselves first. We have to rid ourselves. I heard Lou Engle say not but a couple weeks ago how he's going after this spirit that has tried to infiltrate him. And if he and the leaders of our day can be infiltrated, so can every one of us listening.
Absolutely. Well, and see, so much of it is the uncertainty of the times that we live in. And the mysteries that, you know, God has held up mysteries for a purpose, but mysteries are being revealed. However, they have to be revealed by God in His timing. And we are to be continually seeking the mysteries, but, you know, totally trusting God to reveal them in, you know, when He desires to release them. But the problem is that because of the unknown and the uncertainty, we become anxious, overly anxious, and want to gain more and more control, and sometimes more knowledge than is necessary that God isn't even ready to release. So that, and I think I've explained this in this book, if we're not careful when we're really seeking something where God's not answering, it kind of throws us into an occultic atmosphere where we're seeking for a voice, and yet it's not God speaking. So the enemy is going to find a way to speak to us because we're really looking for answers. We're really wanting control.
Oh, that's powerful.
It's very frightening because we have to continually be renewing our minds toward the, you know, to the Word of God and His way and the way He releases mysteries, and not just go in and dig after them just for more knowledge, but to have a hunger and a yearning within us to know Him more, and then the mysteries are revealed.
Oh, that's good. That's good instruction. Sandy, I know that folks are hungry today. They just are. They're hungry for the supernatural. They're hungry to experience God in real ways, and that hunger can be misdirected, as you say, waiting upon the Lord for what He's revealing in the hour. Well, He's obviously revealing the Jezebel yoke. And I'd love to hear in a few moments some of your encounters, stories of how this is manifested, maybe even against your ministry. And this will open up eyes today. With us today, Sandy Freed. You're at the AM Cafe. Sandy Freed's my special guest this morning. She's written the book, The Jezebel Yoke, and you can't write a book like this, Sandy, without having a few encounters with Jezebel under your belt. How has this spirit come against your ministry? We'd love to hear some stories.
Well, you know, the main way that it started manifesting in the beginning was through prayer and intercession, and praise and worship. That spirit, Jezebel, targets those two ministries. Just, I mean, it's a main target. Because Jezebel, and, you know, basically she was very religious. She brought in all the idols of Baal. She brought in idol worship, actually, into Israel. So that's where the main idol worship of Baal was brought in, was through her. And so she's very religious, and she had all of her own prophets. So this spirit of religion comes with this Jezebel spirit, and it's very, very legalistic. And I recalled and even wrote about the time that we were in intercession and we were praying, and this lady that had a very strong Jezebel spirit came in and tried to seize total control of the prayer, lead it an entirely different direction, and pulled out her Bible and said, you have to pray like this, and it has to be quoted just so-and-so. And, you know, I like to be led by the Spirit when I pray, and sometimes I will quote the Word, and sometimes I just want to pray out of my spirit, you know, as to what the Lord has me to pray. But because of this strong legalistic spirit, I mean, it totally disrupted our prayer, redirected exactly where we were going. Everyone ended up in confusion. And, you know, I finally had to deal with it because she kept coming to prayer. So when we finally dealt with it in prayer, then she wanted to be on the worship team. And then we had to deal with it there because she wanted to keep seizing control of the worship by trying to sing louder, she always wanted her microphone turned up higher than everyone else, and was always up the strife and division. Every single place of ministry that I would try to use her in to bring and bring correction and healing, mm-hmm. you know, there was always strife and division and control. So it has to be confronted. You know, Jesus was very clear about this. We cannot tolerate that spirit. It has to be confronted.
Yes, it does. And I know that helps pastors listening. You did try to work with this one because this is one whom God loves. And
well, absolutely. And you know, I never give up. But it has to be approached with love. And I had to pray a lot. Mm-hmm. To love this person, because it's the spirit you hate, it's the person you love, because God loves that person. But unless you approach them in love, you're not going to get anywhere with them. Yeah. They're just that spirit is going to keep them from repentance. And you know, so many of the people that operate in Jezebel, the root of their whole struggle is rejection. Mm. They have been rejected, and they're trying to seize identity and control. They're trying to control their environment so they won't be rejected again. So that is a main route that you have to work with these people in that area of rejection. But, you know, if you go to them and you try to bring healing and tell them that they've got this problem, then they feel rejected again. So it can become a challenge.
Absolutely. This is comforting. It is, and it's empowering at the same time. Maybe you're listening today, and you and your church or your business, your family's been dealing with this spirit, and you think, what's wrong with me that I'm attracting this? You know what? There's absolutely nothing wrong with you. This is a spirit that's common to this age, and we're learning how to deal with the Jezebel yoke. That's the name of the book from Sandy Freed. More in store in just a minute. I'm enjoying our conversation with Sandy Freed this morning. Her book's called The Jezebel Yoke. And Sandy, I know we just have a few moments more, but I mentioned earlier, you can get a complex as a minister or as a business person, you know, dealing with this spirit time and again. You wonder, what am I doing to invite this attack?
I know.
It's really nothing we're doing. It's just part of the spirit of this age, I believe.
Well, yes, it's an end-time spirit, most definitely. I mean, like I said, Jesus refers to it in the book of Revelations, and he's speaking to the church, and we are the church. So I believe that, and I just want to discuss one more issue before we hang up, because I believe it's so important, and I talk about it in the book, about idolatry.
Yes.
That this is one of the main entrances of Jezebel still being active in our lives is an issue of idolatry. And, you know, I talk about counterfeit idols a lot and how we put other things above God and we don't even realize it. I mean, we can put our mates above God, our children above God, sports. I mean, there are so many other things that we put above God. And one of the areas that a lot of believers don't realize that they're doing by inviting idolatry is when we don't believe that God is who he says he is, we are believing the lie of the enemy. And God is a God of his word. And if we are believing opposite of what he says, then that actually becomes an idol, because we are putting a lie above his word. If we believe anything opposite of what God says about us, then we're not believing his word. We're believing the enemy's word, and we are placing that above God, which can be an idol. So that is a form of idolatry that a lot of people don't recognize, and it is so important that we get into the Word, that we understand our identity in Christ, and to really filter the voice of the enemy. And every lie has to be cast down and repented of, and then replace every lie of the enemy with the Word of God. And that will keep that spirit at bay so much of the time. Just a very simple thing is that, just checking our heart, listening to what's being said into our ears. You know, my husband always said, if the enemy is talking in your ears, he's way too high off the ground, because he's supposed to be under our feet.
That's a good word.
So, and I talk about that quite extensively. And this idolatry will yoke us to Jezebel And you know, that was one of Jezebel's main intentions, was to bring her idols into Israel and as a result, deceive Israel concerning God.
This is a good word. Sandy, I feel like I need to have you back because we just barely tipped into this topic, and there's so much more to be said, some self-diagnosis that can take place. And I know you've got this covered so well in your book, The Jezebel Yoke, which, by the way, friends, we're going to give a copy of this away in just a few minutes. Stay tuned for your opportunity to win. But you can find out more at the website that Sandy operates. It's zionministries.us. And what do you have there for folks, Sandy?
Well, I have actually written 10 books, so I've talked on Jezebel in another book called Breaking the Threefold Demonic Cord that was a prelude to this book. Lots of information about our ministry and, you know, some CDs and things that can be ordered are on my website. So I would love for everybody to go there and just find out a little bit more about what we're doing here in Texas.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Again, it's zionministries.us. Sandy, thank you for your time this morning. Can we have you back?
I would love it. Absolutely.
Wonderful. You're listening to the AM Cafe.